Last month, the newly formed Wisconsin Judicial Campaign Integrity Committee laid down three standards for Supreme Court candidates to follow. They must not impugn the integrity of the judicial system or the integrity of other candidates in the race, and they must not try to convince voters that their opponent will decide cases in a predetermined manner. The incumbent, Justice Louis Butler, has agreed to these rules, but the challenger, Circuit Court Judge Michael Gableman, told law students at Marquette University this week he's still thinking about it.
There are enough elements to cause us to have very sound hesitation before agreeing to be bound by anything that they tell us that we ought to be bound by. Why shouldn't we be having a full, robust, and vigorous debate and discussion?
Gableman's campaign director, Darren Schmitz, questions the neutrality of the new integrity committee because it includes several Democrats and one member who has contributed to Butler's campaign. Attorneys watching the race also question the role of the committee. Ed Garvey is not a Gableman supporter, but he agrees the committee doesn't really have authority to dictate campaign ground rules. Garvey says instead the new group should be pushing for public financing of judicial elections.
I mean, the real problem here is money in the Supreme Court race, not mudslinging. Why not take the bull by the horns and see if there's some way to clean up the system, which is not to say you can't call your opponent soft on crime or whatever, but rather you can't buy the election.
At the end of this month, the public will learn just how much these two candidates have raised. January 31st is the deadline for reporting their contributions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.